You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oops, sorry.
Hey, Gina, we have 90 episodes, or 90 downloads on episode 4.
Oh my god, it's like reborn again or something.
They love them some Ryan, they love them some Misty, and Arnold and Daryl.
Damn, I guess we need to have more farts on this show.
Right. Hey, Misty.
Hi.
What's up? You have the most famous fart in the world. What do you think about that?
90 people have heard you fart. Wow.
That's awesome.
You are the shit.
Well, we had a lot of fun recording the last episode, and a lot of people have responded to it, actually, and they said they really liked it, and it was really different than all the other ones, so we are going to have more of Ryan and Misty.
Yes.
And Arnold, I think we may be scheduling something for him maybe in about 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sure, because the slut that I am, I'm sorry, Maria, for breaking up your happy home, but...
Your Hummer was the bomb, wasn't it?
Oh my god, he could not get enough of the Hummer. He actually wants the Hummer, so... And my jaws are still hurting from that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sorry, Maria.
Well,
but...
Daryl called me the other day, like yesterday.
Really?
And the only thing that I could understand was, so I was just wondering if you could tell me what that meant.
No fucking clue.
You don't have an idea? No. I think maybe the fries were done.
Could be.
Fries done!
Yes.
Full bolt!
Love you, Daryl, baby. So yeah,
Daryl was awesome.
The slut has hit again, I'm sorry, but oh well. Well, fuck you, Maria.
He had a Hummer that he'll never forget.
That's true.
So I want to go into some of the thank yous and a bunch of thank yous out to people that left comments.
Yes, thank you so much.
On our webpage at foulmonkeys.com, we had a few people leave some messages. Ryan, who was also the guest on the show, said, "Woot woot, finding the fart is worth 10 points.
Yay! And if you find the fart, tell us where it's at, and you might get a prize.
Right, so email us at foulmonkeys.com or leave a comment. Or, I'm sorry, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or leave a comment at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Yes. And our good friend Kathy...
It was on the previous episode before the last.
She left a message that says, "I think you two are hilarious. This was a very good thing for you two. The shows are funny." Thank you. We love you. We will have you on again.
Yes, hopefully. We will. I think people liked her too.
Yes.
We haven't gotten any comments about it, but I think maybe people haven't downloaded as much as that episode.
Exactly.
But
and also, I don't know if people have been on the site lately, but we have updated it with pictures. And also, one good thing to help get Kathy back on is if you people will either comment or send us some email stating that you'd like to have her back on the show, so that'll help push your ass back on here.
And,
you know?
And the same thing with Ryan and Misty.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want them and you think they're funny, you got to ask for them.
That's right. But only under one condition, though. Gina is the bitch.
Right. Unless Kathy's on the show.
I'm sorry, but she's going to have to take
I don't think that's going to happen.
Backseat for Gina, honey.
I don't think that's going to happen. we had another
of
comment.
Of course not.
We had another comment from a coworker of ours named Cherise. And she said, "I like this episode, Ricky. You are awesome. You need to get Arnold back on the show. He is so crazy. I hope to be a guest soon. I bet having the Secret Service was a scary experience. Never want to experience that." Laugh out loud. Cherise is awesome. I work with her, and she really wants to be on the show, and I can't wait to get her on the show because I think she's funny. We're always cracking up. We keep each other happy all the time at work.
And Lord knows we need that when we're in hell.
And then we also had an email from Gaze Okay, and I have a feeling that he may be like our official number one fan. Considering he's the only one that's emailed us.
Yes,
so
we love you too.
We will always remember that,
yes.
Even if we have like 5 million listeners, because one day we will, Gina.
Hopefully.
But we will remember that he's the first, so if there's ever anything special that we do,
he I'd like to be done by 5 million.
Oh.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'd like to have a dollar per download. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, well, we'd have like $500 right now.
I know, right? God, we'd be rich bitches.
But how about you read what Gay Is Okay said?
Speak, See, Hear, No Evil was a good podcast. I finally finished it, and it was a great episode. I was wrong about you two being reserved. Hilarious, especially about your manginas. Keep up the great work, guys. Well, we're so glad that you love our manginas.
Oh, excuse me.
Make it louder next time so everybody can hear.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
I had some, baby. What were those potato? They're called crunches, and they were sweet Hawaiian-style onion.
Did you taste
it when I belched?
No.
Oh, okay, you should have. But anyway, you may hear a couple poppings, and that's because I keep opening up my water bottle. We'll just go into the next subject. I don't know what else to say about. We thank you to our fans.
Thank you so much.
And please tell everyone you can about us, because we really appreciate it. This is like a thank you / update kind of podcast.
Correct, yes.
And we should have maybe an even more funnier one than the last. Today, I went for a job interview at Publix, and to those of you who do not know what that is, because if you don't live in Florida, Georgia, or South Carolina?
I'm not sure exactly where all... I know they're in Florida.
You don't... It's a big grocery store. It's almost like the Cave Roger in Virginia, Kroger. I love Kroger, but I'm getting a job at Publix, so now I'm going to have to say I love Publix. But I did interview today, and they did hire me. So I'm going to the next step of giving a notice and all that great stuff. But I'm going to miss all my... China, I'm going to miss you.
I know.
I won't get to work vagina anymore.
I know. God, it's going to be so sad.
I already work you enough.
I know.
I'll work you dry now.
Oh, baby. Oh, I do have to say one thing when we're talking about stores. I've been up north before, and if anybody out there that is part of the Myers... That's M-E-I-J-E-R, I believe it is.
Yeah, isn't that a cool store? That's
I
really
love
cool.
that fucking store. Gina wants you down here. Please come to Florida.
That's a northern thing,
it's
really
awesome.
Northern.
Oh my God, you walk in there and it's like you could live there for fucking days.
What is it, like a department store?
Oh, it's more than a department store, honey. It is everything.
Is it like
grocery
Best
store,
Buy?
Everything.
Oh, it's like a huge Walmart.
It has a section for everything. I mean, it's better than Super Walmart. I mean, it ain't
really.
Well, Super Walmart doesn't have shit on these.
No way.
I'm serious.
I know up north that I miss, there's this gas station. There's two of them that I've been to that I really miss. One is called Sheets, and the other one's called Wawa's. Oh my God, they are like the greatest.
Put them together, especially, they sound interesting.
In the Sheets or the Wawa. Wawa. Mm-hmm. Wawa Sheets.
Yes, Sheets
sounds like,
Wawa.
Wawa Sheets, that sounds like Wawa Wawa's.
Wawa Wawa. We'll have to get her on the show, too.
Barbara Walters.
And Bea Arthur.
Maybe make her cry. Bea Arthur.
Yes.
Hi, it's Bea.
It's
How are
Maude.
You? But I miss them because they were, like, the greatest place to go to right after you got out of the bar.
Really?
I went to this gay bar in Roanoke, Virginia called The Park.
Plug.
And it was the closest gay bar that I had in Virginia, so that was like 45 minutes away.
So it's like semi-gay, huh?
Where I'm from? Or the bar?
The bar you went to.
No, it was pure like gay. It was nothing but gay people. And some lesbians. Well, they're gay too, but it's not the same.
Right. Yeah.
But, oh my God, the stories that those walls could tell. But we won't go there right now.
Sure.
If anyone's listening from the park and you met me or you know of me, email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes.
But,
do tell what happened.
Oh.
Give us details.
You know what? Gay's okay. He may know some people I know down there because he's from there.
What does he look like? Is he cute?
I think he's cute, but he's got a hubby. So
that's all right. I'm a whore. It doesn't matter. I'll do both.
Yeah, but you don't want to.
I wouldn't break them up. Fuck no. Fuck all that.
Well, look what you did to Maria and Arnold.
I couldn't help it because my Hummer was good.
Well, I'm sure he has someone that gives him just as good as a Hummer as you can.
Doubt it.
No?
No,
okay.
Doubt it.
But
anyway.
Oh, what Gina was saying earlier is that our website's been updated.
Yes.
And we have, I have one picture of myself, and there's one picture of Gina. We'll probably include a couple more.
Yes.
But we also have another section on it called The Guest of Foul Monkeys. Is
yeah, that what it's
called?
Monkey's Guest.
The Monkey's Guest, and that includes right now a picture of Ryan and a picture of Kathy, but we need to get a picture of Misty.
Right.
But we also need to get a picture of Daryl, but he was having a fit.
Oh, my
he
God.
He said he was not taking the picture unless he had all of his medals, and he had his barbecue tongs with the charcoal in it with the streamers coming down the side of it.
It was either the right way or no way.
He is an Olympic diva.
Oh, my God. You just don't know.
You should see him
whenever he's at competition.
Right.
He was fucking Donald Trump what's his name? Mr. Loudmouth.
Who?
Went on Sirius.
Howard Stern.
You'd think he was him.
I know, right?
My God.
That's funny here in Florida. I don't know if you're from here, but when I first moved here, everyone was like, I know, right?
I know, I say it all the time. I know.
But also, there's another link on our website called the Kingdom Map.
Newly, just added.
And Gaze Okay, I guarantee, will be the first one on there.
Please, we challenge you, Gaze Okay, be the first.
But it's our Frapper map, and what you do is you log on and you put your email address in and your name. You can load a picture of yourself, and then it actually puts you on our map so that other members that have... are downloading are able to see where else everyone lives.
Exactly.
Gina and I have already signed up.
Yes.
Well, actually, I guess we're the first two. Yeah. But he could be the first member.
Official member, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Employees don't count.
Right.
Oh. Well, we're really not employees because we're not getting paid.
I know, right?
Volunteers.
Would somebody please pay us?
Ooh, pop.
Ooh, I know.
We're a little too close.
I guess so.
Gina, that's not a penis.
It looks phallic.
It does, but that's not...
It's even shaped and curved.
I know.
Perfect.
I mean, it'll just slide right down your throat. It just seems a little bit thicker.
A lot thicker.
It'd be all right, I think.
Yeah. I'm getting all hot and bothered. So good. Oh, God, yes.
Ew, gross.
Sweating for Jesus, baby.
I am sweating for Jesus in this fucking weather that we're having.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow is supposed to be 96 degrees.
Even though it rained today a little bit.
It rained this morning, and I thought we were actually died and gone to heaven.
I know.
And I know the grass was like,
give me more, fill
more
me
water. But we're having like, maybe, how far away are those fires from us? Down on 75? They're like, maybe 20 miles from us.
Maybe.
Maybe not even that far, but I think they're getting under control. I think maybe the rain helped today, but they had to close down. They had to close down I-75 because of the fire.
I feel sorry for those people.
A thousand some people were evacuated because their houses burned down. And it was probably some smoker that caused it.
Either that or Mother Nature's pissed at us for building so much. Hint. She blows houses down.
But we haven't had any thunderstorms or lightning to cause that. What else is Mother Nature going to do?
You never know. A deer could have been smoking.
Oh, a deer could have ran or put its antlers on the tree, which caused a spark that fell on the leaf.
Yeah, because they
that
do.
Blew over right. the that blew over the river. What is that called? What's the river that's there? The Nonatassa? No, it's not the river.
Let me tell you,
Florida has got some fucked up Indian names, and I don't know how to fucking say their names.
And you can tell this is a gate. We actually have a city called Homosassas. Homo, hello, fat city.
And then we have a road called Fenona
Sassa. Oh my God.
I always say that shit wrong. I always say Fenona to Sassa.
Yeah.
No, and you have the Withlacoochee. And then you have, what are the springs?
Itchnatuckney Springs.
Yeah, I mean,
talk about
now.
Fucked
I don't
up.
Know that shit.
Hello. I'm part Indian and it's like, I can't hardly say that shit. And up north by around Jacksonville in the north is even worse.
Oh,
they
really?
Got some really fucked up names.
Withlacoochee. Oh, Withlacoochee.
Withlacoochee.
So, like, with your coochie?
Yeah, with your coochie. Yeah. Oh, have some tea Withlacoochee.
Is that where they have the mermaids that are down in the.
That would be, I think, Silver Springs or Wikiwatchee.
Wikiwatchee Springs. They have, and that's like worldwide. That's famous.
Yes,
like, it's worldwide, and they have actual. women dressed as mermaids that swim in this huge aquarium, and they do dances and everything. Yes.
And a challenge for people out there, send an email to WikiWatch and tell them that you want Gina to be a mermaid.
Oh, my God. I think that in order for you to be a mermaid, I think you have to be anatomically correct.
I'm correct.
Oh, you are? With duct tape?
Yes, with duct tape, yes. Duct tape works wonders. Oh. Ask any drag queen.
Ow.
I don't know.
Well,
especially when
I guess you shave. That's still the... You know, I was reading this, or I watched it on TV or something about this kid that... Oh, you know what? It was a CSI episode where the high schoolers had taken this kid and wrapped him all up in duct tape and stuck him in the locker.
Okay.
And he was in there for like 10 hours. So when the doctors tried to remove the tape, it started peeling off his skin.
Ow.
And then he went back and killed a bunch of people at the high school reunion.
He should do that.
Well, you know, I don't promote violence, but I think you can get back at someone mildly without killing them.
Yes.
But I don't want to talk about killing people because it got me in trouble last time.
Yes.
I do not want anyone dead.
Right.
I raised my hand to somebody because, I don't know, Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. I'll say Mother Nature.
There
Mother Earth.
Yes,
Mother they Earth. They say Mother Earth is Mother breathing. Earth.
Yes.
Garth Brooks there. Did you hear me?
What?
I was singing a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, well,
I think it's called Ireland. That's the name of the song.
Ireland?
Yeah. But,
he's kind of sexy.
Oh, let me tell you, when I was 15 years old and his first album came out, I was beaten off to every video he came out with.
Oh my God, especially when he wears the hat. Because, I mean,
I'm not
a country person. I don't like country music stuff. But, oh my God, when I see him in a
You know who else looks hot with a cowboy hat? You know who else looks hot with a cowboy hat? Faith Hill's husband, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, yes.
He takes that hat off. I'm like, whoa. But,
I worked with someone that every time she actually heard his name, she'd, like, have an orgasm.
Who?
Oh, it's not somebody at work. It's another place.
Oh, then you can say their name.
I don't want to.
How about you write it down for me?
I don't want to give them the satisfaction of being on this show.
They were not worth it.
Well, it was one of those situations where I was working, I was let go, like, unpleasantly.
Mm-hmm.
And no
one... I hate
one...
when that happens at McDonald's.
I know, right? Jesus Christ. They just give you your fries and say, get the fuck out of here.
Was it Daryl? Did Daryl go...
Yes,
Price
of course.
Price of
fucking
gun.
Bastard. You'd think, being my cousin, he'd give me shit free, but fuck no.
Hell no, he's all about honesty.
Dick.
Dick is good.
You retarded dick.
What does a retarded dick look like?
Look at Daryl.
Oh, stop it. That's horrible.
It ain't called foul monkeys for nothing, baby.
That's true. We're not nice.
That's right, we're... bad boys.
I don't, Gina, you remember a couple episodes where we were talking about gas and things like that, and you said that you saw one of our lovely government officials today at the post office just sitting in a car with the gas running in a city vehicle.
Exactly. Just sitting there in the fucking car, not doing anything, just sitting there. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I walked in the post office. Okay, I was off work, so walked in the post office, checked my mail, dropped some off, came back out, and this fucker's still sitting there with a car running. Not going, parked in the parking space.
Is it one of those ones that say alternative fuel vehicles or something
like
that?
No, it didn't.
That?
It was, it's one of the old public safety vehicles.
Oh, like the one that came, someone broke into my car, and I called, 911 or whatever the non-emergency, I guess the non-emergency number is what I called. And they didn't even send out a police officer. They sent out a public safety officer who took fingerprints. Didn't know what the hell they were doing. I was pissed. I was like, you made me late for this shit.
Oh, no. But yes, fucking sitting there with a car running.
My biological issues teacher told me that some countries, if you leave your car running for more than a minute, other than driving on the road, like if you're in a parking lot, you'll get a ticket for it.
Hell yeah, they should do that shit with the way. I mean, especially vehicles that I'm helping pay for the gas.
That's...
And
I have a 1995... Mercury Tracer, 10-gallon tank, and I should only be paying about $8 to fill that bitch up. But no, since Arnold has his Hummer.
Thank you.
And not you, Gina.
I'm his official Hummer now,
the
baby.
The real Hummer, the one you drive.
Yes.
The one
well, he
that's,
drove me big time. Lord, my ass is still sore too.
Oh my, is it that big?
Oh God, yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, small, maybe.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway,
Daryl was big.
People with these huge be- I don't know what to say.
Do we touch that one or not?
I think we should not touch
it. I don't think so either. Just leave it as, oh my God, Arnold's huge. Anyway.
So, oh my God, like, lost topic. What was it?
We're talking about your car. And about
Yeah, and all these people with these huge vehicles. You know what? I'm really sorry that, you know, the gas prices are really high, but if you have one of those vehicles, you deserve to be paying $90 per fill-up.
Hell fucking yes.
I don't need to be paying almost $30 for my gas tank.
You know how much it pisses me off whenever it gets up to that?
And then it doesn't click off? You know what, China? You should not be talking. You sure do have a Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, I know.
Don't.
No, but what I'm saying is whenever I'm pumping gas, and you know how it automatically goes off when you're full?
Right. And it never goes off.
It never goes off, you know. It's like... $30 is the maximum I will put in my vehicle right now.
Right.
It just pisses me off.
I think mine is like 26 gallons. Or something.
And it's, $26 to fill your car up?
God damn. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's what, almost $3 a gallon? It's a 10-gallon tank? Or maybe 8-gallon? I don't know. Right, But
that's fucking ridiculous, people.
And you know what the gas or the fuel companies were saying, the oil companies? The reason it's so expensive is because you use so much of it. If you stop using it, then it won't cost as much. Oh, really, motherfucker? So how am I supposed to get to goddamn work?
I know, right?
It is too hot in Florida to be riding a bike. And I am fat, and I have no problem admitting it. Fat people, or a guy as big as me, gets on a bicycle. For some odd reason, there's no oxygen left in the tires. It just disappears. I don't know what the hell that is.
The rims just touch the ground.
But the public's corporate office where I'll be working at is like a mile down the road from me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right now.
So
right now.
I don't have to be at work till 8, so maybe I can take public transportation.
So are you working over by the cake?
No, the new glass building that they have. The huge one. Well, the cake that Gina is referring to is a big water tower.
Looks like a cake.
That looks like a big birthday cake, and it has big candles on it. Mm-hmm. That was made by Publix. But it kind of looks like that the frosting is, like, melting off or something.
Oh, it looks like it needs a new paint job.
It doesn't look too delicious anymore, does it?
Some people and on I think the street it has like, and
it
redo
it. It has, like, one light on it or something like that.
Oh, I don't even know if those all them fucking lights work at all. I think they're...
That shit is old, though.
I know.
You can tell.
It's faded. Come on, people. Publix, y'all worth fucking millions. Repaint the bitch.
Right. Well, they're no Walmart, but, you know, whatever.
Fuck
Have you ever been to a Kroger? Up north
Kroger.
Of Kroger?
Yes.
I love Kroger.
Kroger is probably just as good as...
The Kenny Roger. That's what I call it.
Kenny Rogers.
The K. Roger. Not the Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
the K. Rogers.
Oh, excuse me.
K. Rogers.
K. Rogers.
Yeah.
K-Y.
So, anyway, we have been trying to figure out how to play sounds during the podcast instead of listening to the podcast afterwards to add them in because I think it sounds fake.
Yes.
It's not like we're...
reacting to what the fuck the sound is.
Right.
Are,
I mean, if we hear a noise, we'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, whatever. But I had emailed Mr. Larry Vader that is... V-A-D-E-R, from the Little Fatty Cast, and he said he would get back to me, and guess what? Hasn't. You know what, Mr.
Loser.
Larry Vader?
You're a loser.
I'm unsubscribing. Come on now, answer my email.
I mean, good God,
share,
Jesus Christ.
Share,
I even fucking listen to your podcast just to hear that.
Share the podcast of love. Please, send me an email and just let me know how you play the noises while you're recording. It's
you ain't getting paid?
It's okay.
Jesus
we're not,
Christ.
We're not going to outdo you.
Really?
Well, maybe.
Well,
but
know.
If we do, we'll totally give you credit.
From what? Okay, I'm probably going to get hate mail or something, but from what I heard of the podcast, we're a hell of a lot better. Sorry.
What?
We're a hell of a lot better.
Larry, that That's not me.
That was Gina. This is Gina telling you that we are better.
When you send the email, you address that to Gina.
That's right.
I
send it on, baby.
I bow down to the Larry Vader. I bow down to the Big Fatty. I bow down to Little Fatty. Okay. I do it all.
You'll be the only one.
I'm in the mercy of the Fatty cast.
Okay. So, honestly, I was not impressed.
Don't try to blackball me.
I'm not.
Mr. Vader,
if you love that show,
Mr. Vader,
by all means, please.
Mr. Vader
to
comes to Orlando, mm-hmm. and he will kick your ass.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. No, but if you like the show, by all means, you like it. But personally, I didn't really care for it.
Oh,
I really
don't say that.
Yeah, because it was
not going to make him any faster in answering us.
Yeah, he will. He'll answer me and say, "I hate you, bitch." Which, you know, that's fine if you want to. That's at Gina, please, specifically to Gina.
Mr. Vader, I am so sorry.
I'm not.
Anyway, as soon as you can get back to me, I'd really appreciate that, Mr. Vader.
And like I said, any hate mail to Foul Monkeys, please address it specifically to Gina, because Ricky does love you.
Yes, I love the show, and I'm going to tell everyone right now, go to littlefatty.com, listen, you'll love them.
Okay.
So,
Plug.
Plug it up. You remember that movie, right?
Yeah.
Was it Carrie? Remember when she's in the shower and they're like all the tampons?
Plug it up.
You know, that was one ugly bitch.
Who?
Carrie.
Okay, she was scary, especially at the end.
Did you see the second Carrie?
I'm not sure.
The anorexic Carrie?
Was it the same one or a different one?
No.
I didn't really care that much for that one. That was not right.
No. Okay, no. Not the second Carrie. Mm-hmm. Because not the second Carrie, the remake of the first Carrie. See that?
Yes.
It was like on ABC or something.
Oh, God, yes.
She did make it a little bit more spooky, though.
Yeah, it was okay, but, you know, original Carrie.
Yeah.
Gotta love her. Throwing them knives at her mama, cutting her ass up.
The original
Carrie. You go, Carrie.
Basic,
yes. She was the original knife-throwing bitch.
Yeah, and she was also in another scary movie that just came out, and she was in it, and she was some kind of mental ward or something.
Speaking of...
I don't know. Or Friday 13th? Was she in Friday 13?
I'm trying to think. I may know which movie you're talking about. But speaking of special people, if anybody ever gets the chance to see the movie called Nell, it's an excellent movie. Have you seen that?
Is that the one with the lady that plays the piano out in the woods? It has Jodie Foster in it?
It has Jodie Foster. Yes, she's in it. She's Nell.
And she, kidnapped or something?
Well,
or...
basis of the movie is her mother had a stroke.
Right.
So whenever they found Nell, they thought she was
never...
retarded.
Because
of the way
never
she
been
spoke.
Around
right, yeah. She spoke like her mom, you know, "El, my," you know, stuff like that.
But she played the piano, right? Did she play a piano or something?
I don't believe so. I don't remember that. She showed her titties in it.
Oh.
The little small titties that
she
has.
Thanks, Jody.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Jody doesn't do anything for me.
Well, she didn't do anything for me because they were kind of small. But I love you, Jody. You were good in the movie.
What does it matter how big they are? Do girls too?
Sometimes.
Oh. Well, I had no idea. That is news to me and news to you, everyone.
I told you I'm a whore. I have to have everything.
Even the horse down the road?
Oh, no. I draw the line at animals.
Oh.
Although I would love to fuck Richard Gere.
Gerbil Man?
Yes.
Well, in fact, that goes into a good conversation. How many minutes? Oh, we're doing a 30. We're doing great.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I was taking my speech class, and we had to do a problem-solution speech.
Mm-hmm.
And what this consists of, you name a problem, you name your solution, and you try to get your opponent to come over to your side.
Oh, wow.
So I did mine on pet population
mm-hmm.
and how everyone should take their animals to the SPCA,
right.
Spend the money there because the money goes back into helping other animals.
Cool.
And people from work know this because I have preached to them. But that was my problem, and that was my resolution. There's a wait. Did you know that 5 to 7 million cats go into animal shelters,
mm-hmm.
and 3 to 4 million of them are put to death each year?
Wow, that's sad. That's a lot of dead pussy.
It's not funny. you're going to hell or
yes,
something.
Yes, I am. I got a first class ticket, honey.
But anyway, he said, so I did mine, and mm-hmm. I said, this is how you fix the problem. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, then we had a guy named Brad stand mm-hmm. up and said, I think gay marriage in America is a problem.
Me too.
As soon as you have two men marrying one another, mm-hmm. the next thing that's going to happen are people going to be wanting to marry their donkeys, their horses, their pigs. And he just kept going on about that, and he kept saying how the country was founded on religious, you know, backgrounds, and how every law should be religious, and this and that. And he also said that gay people or same-sex marriages should not have the right to Social Security, and they should not have the right to the health benefits, because he can't help it that we're disease-ridden.
Oh, that's nice. That's
this
very
is coming
nice.
From a person that goes to, like, a really big church. And it's supposedly these are supposed to be okay. really the ones that will refuse to sweat for Jesus
yes.
to have the AC mm-hmm. on instead of
right.
sweat for
yes.
Jesus and
yes.
save energy.
They're your typical Christian.
Right. Well, I don't like to generalize because there are some really good Christian
very
people
few.
There.
Very
but,
few. I'm talking about the organized religion ones. I'm
right.
not talking about the ones that, you know, their idea of religion is not where the fuck you go, it's how, you know,
right.
you worship your God.
So
fuck
he said
organized
those two
religion.
Things, and can you believe at the end of his speech, he actually passed out a petition to ban gay marriage in Florida? Can you believe this? And
yes.
the professor is gay. The professor was gay.
That's just, people are
I was stupid.
Like,
and, you know, I'm gay.
Oh my God.
Is that
where?
News to everyone? Is that news to everyone?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. I mean, what the fuck is that? What is that for straight people? Their
well,
first thing
all,
is, well, first men start marrying, then they want to marry animals.
Well, first of all,
what
there's
the
no scientific
that?
Proof that
what
this has happened.
Fuck?
And you have to be able to prove that information when you give that in a speech. He did a thing, he actually did two fallacies in speeching, giving speeches. Mm-hmm. And one of those was hasty generalization, which saying, oh, if two men get married, they're going to want to marry a donkey next.
Right, yes.
And then the other one was...
he was saying that that's not good? That was... His thing was, you shouldn't generalize?
No.
Oh.
That's the wrong thing. He generalized.
Oh, right, yes.
That's
gonna
something
say,
you should
he
not
was
do.
Saying in a speech that you shouldn't generalize, and then he turns around
right.
and says what he says. Hello, you're
Christian.
A typical Christian. But anyway, he should be challenged to one of those things about butt sex. And convince him he should have butt sex.
I
takes
think
only one time.
A big old fat horse needs to give him some butt
that's
sex.
That's what I'm saying. That he would have a smile on his face that would last for a week.
Oh, I don't know about that. He might have a dick coming out of his mouth.
There's nothing wrong with
going
that.
In his, not when it's going up your ass and
that's
out your mouth.
That's a big dick, baby.
That's a nasty dick. That's not right.
Rotor, rotor.
About,
that's where the term for you straight people who happen to be listening to this where Hershey Highway comes from.
How about
a you wanted
a,
to
a lady at work in human resources yesterday said, you know what, I was interviewing a person that came in. This is has to do with people with like bad breath or whatever.
Oh,
and
God.
She goes and I was interviewing and she opened her mouth and I thought she shit right on my face.
Been there, smelled
like,
it.
Right. I was like, that's pretty bad when you have no nose hairs left.
Right, yes.
And also you smell like the person's breath
know,
5 minutes
right.
before they get there.
And you know, and then it's the question of, are you tactless and say, would you like a tic-tac? Because if someone told me that, it'd be my first thing, oh, my breath stank.
Right. I'd be going like, well, you can't see it, but I'd be going.
My breath don't stink. Are you just trying to be nice?
That's the first thing I ask when I go,
yeah.
why is my breast steam?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And then I say, no,
but,
it's like, well, okay, you're just trying
you know,
to be nice.
You know what's hard is I would hope that if I had a booger on the end of my nose, that someone would tell me, but what, do I have a booger on the end of my nose?
No, but it's better someone tell you than to reach up and grab it and pull
well,
it out.
Oh.
I've had people do that
yeah.
several times.
Well, I had that experience
ew.
At work.
But ew.
Tell
me where
how
it's
come
there.
I want
myself.
People to tell me, but how come I do not have the heart to go up to somebody
right.
and say, you have a bat in the cave.
Or you have a hanger.
Right.
Or, did you know you have a piece of food on the side of your face?
Well, even a piece of food. Yes. I just did that the other day to someone. I said, you got a crumb up here on your cheek. But when it comes to, like, boogers, I don't want to embarrass the person. Right, I'm kind of embarrassed myself that I'm having to look at that.
Imagine having someone reach up in your face and grab at your nose and pull out and sling something. How embarrassed you are. Jesus Christ. It's like, that's my booger. Just tell me and I'll pull it myself. I'll harvest that bitch myself.
Oh my gosh, John, I feel kind of drunk. I think I'm overloading on water today.
Oh, I don't mind water. My only problem with water is if I drink too much, I feel like I'm drowning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, the only problem I have is I don't drink it out of my tap water. And I was like, that's what I'm drinking.
No, China doesn't do the water. Like, KY, but not water.
You need to do a lot of coke. And I don't mean the powder form.
Right, I know.
You are a skinny bitch.
I know, I'm Ethiopian, I tell you.
I wish I could be like triple your size. That'd be fine.
I know, right? I mean, goddammit, if I could just have like 20 more pounds, I'd be like...
How much you weigh, like 115 or something?
No, actually I weigh about close to 130. Okay. I'm serious.
Take off your headphones
125,
and your shoes.
125, let's do it at 125. I'm serious about that.
Wow.
Are we going to continue or should we start closing?
I think
we're
finished for the day.
Yeah, because we're at like 36 minutes.
Don't want to do a real long one this time.
Yeah, because I mean, they love us, but I don't think they love us.
I think they
much.
Like it long and hard.
Yes.
But I don't think they're talking about the podcast when they tell us
I
that.
Know. Yes. Fuck them till they scream.
So we're going to go ahead and close out the show.
Yes.
We want to remind you that you can visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Or you can send us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Also, remember that you can also download us at iTunes. Just do a search for Foul Monkeys and
yes.
You can subscribe to us.
Go iTunes.
And also, we also are loaded up onto Podcast Alley. So if you
yes.
want to go on there and vote for us,
please
we greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
We're
please.
New. We don't expect yes. to be on that list anytime soon.
I know, right.
Yeah. But also, don't forget to put your place in our kingdom map.
Yes. Remember, we have a link on our page for you to go there. It'll take you right there, and then you just put your shit in.
And go see Ryan and Kathy. They're on
yes.
the website under Monkey Guests.
Yes.
Hopefully, we'll have Daryl on there soon.
Hopefully soon.
I want to have Charisse on the show sometime soon. That would probably have to be on the weekend.
Yes.
Because, you know, she's busy during the
yes.
week.
And don't forget to, again, go check out our website again because we just updated it a few days ago. And we have pictures up there so you can see our asses. Not literally our asses, but, you know,
yeah,
us.
Because I don't show people my ass. Unless...
All they would see was hair of mine. So, you know,
in a bar.
Just imagine a hairy ass if there's Gina's ass.
Okay. Oh, you have a hairy ass?
Yeah.
I don't even have a hairy ass.
Oh, yeah. Gina's hairy.
Your Gina's hair?
Yes.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a
drip. Yes. Yes, Gina drips for Jesus. Yes. West for Jesus, baby.
Do your lips want to kiss Jesus?
He's been dead for years, baby. That's necrophilia.
Oh,
that's another subject.
I meant Jesus.
That's necrophilia is another subject.
They have a movie. I think like a couple years ago, I saw a movie based on necrophilia.
Yes.
And the person was taking a lead pipe and screwing it to the pelvis of the dead person. And then she was like, fuck.
Wow.
I think it's like Faces of Death. You know, something in that kind
right.
of video.
Or, there's one called, Donna of the Dead.
Is it a porn?
I think so.
What happened? They don't, but it's not real good.
I don't
know. No. I don't
know.
But I guess that's our show.
Oh yeah, another shout out again to Chris.
Chris,
thank you. We love
my
you.
Water cups to you.
We love you so much. Thank you ever so much. I know you keep hearing us saying thank you.
Let me pour some out for my homie.
Okay.
But I wasn't really okay.
But we love you for helping us with everything. Again, Foul yes. Monkeys would not be coming to you without Chris.
Oh,
awesome.
And you know, he's like filming, I was talking to him and he's filming a video for a band.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's going to be on the MP or something. They were just signed to the Virgin Records.
Cool.
And he goes to school, and where they go to school is where they're filming it.
Cool.
That's Ryan.
And hopefully one of these days we can have Chris on the show. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is he like really geek like me?
You know what? I've never met him. Really? I only know him from LiveJournal. And he's a really good guy, and he moved from Louisiana, like, right before Hurricane Katrina.
Really?
Cool. And he goes to school in Orlando, and, or Benner Park, something like that. I think it's
the area.
But he's great. And hopefully, if we can figure out how Skype works, or maybe, he has Mac, so we can use iChat. And we figured that out, bitches. But Larry, please email me and let me know, because I really want to... I want to be the podcast that you are. China.
I have no comment. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Let's keep it there. Okay, goodbye, everyone. You all have a great week. And we should have a new episode out Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, something
somewhere
like that.
Right there.
Somewhere in there. All
so, right. Later, fools.
We love y'all. Fuck you. I'm a baby, make it hot. Ride the cock till you hit the spot. Come on, baby, make it.